Who heard the chant of Bhajan Nityanandaski? This is written by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is the parallel of Chaitanya Bhagavat. He was actually a disciple of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes in his Chaitanya Charitamrita how he was a very dear associate of Nityananda Prabhu.
És Krishna ezt a virágból számire írja a Chaitanya Charitamritában, hogy ő Nityananda Prabhunak nagyon kedves társa volt.
And there was very, very intimate relationship between them.
Nagyon belsőséges volt a kapcsolatuk.
We can speak a little bit about that, but we'll chant the prayer first to Lord Nityananda.
Erről majd fogunk egy kicsit beszélni, de először elénekeljük ezt az imát az Úr Nityanandához.
Maybe it might be best to read the translation first.
Lehet, hogy a legjobb, hogyha először elolvassuk a fordítást.
No, we can read the translation afterwards, because I'll speak from the translation.
Vagy elolvassuk utána is, mert arról fogok beszélni.
I haven't chanted this in a long time, so forgive me if I make mistakes.
Régen énekeltem ezt, úgyhogy elnézést, hogyha hibázni fogok.
Saraj Chandra Brantin Spuradamala Pantin Gajagatin Hari Premo Matam Jitta Paramasattvam Svita Mukam
Hari Premo Matam Jitta Paramasattvam Svita
Guna-mitram, Kara-kalita-mitram, Kali-vidam.
Sada-guna-mitram, Kara-kalita-mitram, Kali-vidam.
Bhaje-nityanandam, Bhajana-charupandam, Niram.
Oh, God.
Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam Hirabhaji
Radhe Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam Hirabhaji
Aye Vratra Anitnam Kali Kalusinam Kim Bhavaita Prayaskritta Rachaya Yadana Yasataime
Prayaskritta Rachaya Yadana Yasataime
Rajantitam Nittam Sahabhagavata Mantrayato Tiyo Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam Niravaji
Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam
Niravaji Yatishtam Revrata Kuru Hari Hari Vada Manisha
Yatishtam Revrata
Tato vasansaram buditaranajayo mairage
Tato vasansaram buditaranajayo mairage
Idam bahusvotar adatiratayandhya patagriha
Idam bahusvotar
Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam Niravaji
Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam Niravaji
Bhagat Sangsaram Bhoni Diharana Kumbho Dhavamaho Satam Shriya Sindhu Nati Kumuda Bandhum Samuditam
Satam Shriya Sindhu Nati Kumuda Bandhum Samuditam
Kala Shaini Svurjit Timirhara Surya Prabhamaha Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam Niravaji
Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam Niravaji
Natatam Gayantam Harim Anuvadantam Patipati
Natatam Gayantam
Rajantam Pashyantam Swamapi Nadayantam Janagana
Rajantam Pashyantam Swamapi Nadayantam Janagana
Prakurkvantam Shantam Sakaruna Jigantam Prakalana
Prakurkvantam Shantam
Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam Niravaji
Bhaje Nityanandam
Pranam bratu kada sarasi jam kamaladaram
Subhidranam bratu kada sarasi jam kamaladaram
Nito vakra lokascha lita paramananda hridaya Madhuryar Ahaham Hadayam Tamburjana
Brahmantam Madhuryar Ahaham Hadayam Tamburjana
Vaje Nityanandam Vajana Tarukandam Nidahavahi
Vaje Nityanandam Vajana
Namadayam Rasika Varasad Vaishnavadanam Rasa Garam Sadham Patita Tatitaram Smaranata
Rasa Garam Sadham Patita Tatitaram Smaranata
Param Nityanandastam Kam Idam Apurvam Patatiya
Param Nityanandastam
Tadangi dandvan bhajam puratu nitaram tasya hidaye
Tadangi dandvan
bhajam puratu nitaram tasya hidaye Tadangi dandvan bhajam puratu nitaram tasya hidaye Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam Nirahavahi
Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam
Nirahavahi Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam Nirahavahi
Bhaje Nityanandam
I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service, as he walks with the grace of a majestic elephant, whose pure, splendid beauty shines like the full autumn moon. Though he himself is the absolute truth, he is maddened with pure love for Lord Hari. He smiles as he rolls his eyes in apparent intoxication, carries a stick in his hand. In the mood of a cowherd boy, and he breaks the power of the age of Kali.
Az Úr Nityanandát imádom, az odaadás fájának végtelen gyökerét. Járása méltóság teljes, akár egy királyi elefánté, s tiszta, tündöklő szépsége az őszi teli volt fényével ragyog. Noha ő maga az abszolút igazság, megőríti az Úr Hari iránti tiszta szeretet. Mosolygó szemei mámorosan forognak, Kezében a tenyérpásztor fiúk hangulatát idézve egy botot tart, s letöri a karikor hatalmát.
Maybe I should read the whole translation first.
Hát, hogy először olvassuk a teljes fordítást.
Sorry, I got misplaced it. I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He is the abode of the mellows of devotional service, and no one can be compared to him. He is the be-all and end-all for his devotees, and the husband of Asuda and Janava, to whom he is more dear than life itself. Because he is always maddened with pure love for Krishna, the foolish non-devotees cannot understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself.
Az Úr Nityánandát imádom az odaadás pályának végtelen gyökerét. Az odaadó szolgálat ízeinek tárháza ő, akihez nincs senki fogható. Baktái számára ő a legfontosabb, s ő Vasudá és Jánava férje, akik számára kedvesebb, mint saját életük. Mivel szüntelenül a Krisna iránti tiszta szeretet őrületében él, az ostoba abakták nem tudják felfogni, hogy ő maga az Istenség legfelsőbb személyisége.
I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He is very dear to the son of Sachi Devi and is worshipped by the entire universe. Out of his great mercy, he chants the holy name of Lord Hari, thus rescuing the souls drowning in the age of Kali and crushing the pride of the ocean of repeated birth and death.
Az Úr Nityánandát imádom, az odaadás pályának végtelen gyökerét. Végtelenül kedves Sachi Devi fiának, és az egész univerzum őt imádja. Határtalanul kegyes, mivel az Úr Hari szent nevét énekli, hogy megmentse a kalikorban fuldokló lelkeket, s letöri az ismétlődő születés és halál óceánjának büszkeségét.
I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He said to Lord Chaitanya, O brother, the people are all becoming infected by the sins of Kali Yuga. How will they atone for these sins? Please give them a way to easily approach you.
Az Úr Nityánandát imádom az odaadás pályának végtelen gyökerét, aki így szólt az Úr Chaitanyához. Ó, öcsém, az embereket egytől egyig megfertőzték a Kali Yuga bűnei. Hogy fogják majd levezekelni őket? Kérlek, mutass nekik egy módszert, amelyel könnyen elérhetnek téged.
I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He went to each house in Bengal and raising his arm said, O brother, if you will, please constantly chant the holy name of Lord Hari. If you do this, you will become free from the ocean of repeated death. Please give me this gift of your liberation.
Az Úr Nityánandát imádom az odaadás pályának végtelen gyökerét, aki házról házra járt a Bengáliát, és égre emelt karral így prédikált. Ó testvérem, kérlek, énekeld az Úr Hari szent nevét. Ha így teszel, megszabadulsz az ismétlődő születés és halál óceánjából. Kérlek, szerezd meg nekem azt az örömet, hogy felszabadulsz.
I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He is the august Jamuni, who forcibly swallows the ocean of repeated death. He is a rising full moon, friend of the night-blooming lotus, who expands the ocean of the saintly devotee's good fortune. He is the blazing sun who extinguishes the darkness of the community of demons.
Az Úr Nityánandát imádom az odaadás pályának végtelen gyökerét. Agasztja Muni ő, aki egy hajtásra elnyeli az ismétlődő halál óceánját. Felkelő teli hold ő, az éjjel viruló lótusz barátja, aki hatalmasra duzzasztja a szent bakták jó szerencséjének óceánját. Tündöklő nap ő, aki eloszlatja a démonok társadalmának sötétjét.
I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He traveled on every path, dancing, singing the names of Lord Hari, describing his glories. Without considering his own interests, he was merciful to the people, and he cast upon them his merciful sidelong glance.
Az Úr Nityánandát imádom az odaadás pályának végtelen gyökerét. Nagy vándorlásai során egyre csak táncolt, az Úr neveit énekelte és Hari dicsőségéről mesélt. Saját érdekével mit sem törődve, minden tettében az emberek iránti könyörület vezérelte.
I worship Lord Nityananda, the limitless root of the tree of devotional service. He fondly grasped his brother, Lord Chaitanya's soft and beautiful lotus hand, and together they wandered here and there, delighting the townspeople with their sweet beauty. They both became filled with bliss when they gazed upon each other's lotus faces.
Az Úr Nityanandát imádom az odaadás fájának végtelen gyökerét. Nagy szeretettel megragadta öccse az Úr Chaitanya gyönyörű, puha lótusz kezét, s ahogy együtt vándoroltak mindenfelé, elbűvölték az embereket bájos szépségükkel. Mindkettőjüket határtalan boldogság töltötte el, amikor egymás arcára pillantottak.
These eight verses glorifying Lord Nityananda are the abode of the mellows of devotional service, and they are the wealth of the pure devotees expert at relishing those mellows. All the fallen conditioned souls can get liberation just by remembering them. These verses are very excellent, transcendental, and unprecedented. May the two lotus feet of Lord Nityananda appear eternally in the hearts of those who read these verses and remember the Lord.
Ez az Úr Nityananda dicsőítő 8 transzcendentális verszak az odaadó szolgálat hangulatainak tárháza, és azoknak a tiszta baktáknak a kincse, akik meg tudják tapasztalni a hangulatokat. Minden bűnös, feltételekhez kötött lélek felszabadulhat, ha átszellemülten elénekli őket. Bárcsak az Úr Nityananda lótuszlába örökre megjelenne azoknak a szívében, akik elolvassák ezeket a verseket, és közben az Úrra gondolnak.
Om Gyanati Nandasya Vinayana Shaya Chakra Unitam Yena Tasma Shri Vakayana Mukam Kuroti Vachana Pangvam Vangayate Yanyam Yakriva Tamaha Mune Shri Guru Nidatana Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kinyamya Namaste Sarasvate Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtachari Shatari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedanta Shri Vasudeva Yoga Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
There's a lot to say here.
Nagyon sok a mondani
való. I'm going to be able to start it and I'll continue. I think I'm supposed to speak on Sunday too.
El fogom kezdeni, és akkor majd folytatni fogom, azt hiszem, hogy vasárnap is én fogom beszélni.
But this is a, as we said, a prayer composed by Vrindavan Das Thakur.
De ahogy már említettem, ezt az imád Vrindavan Das Thakur írta.
Anyone here read Chaitanya Bhagavat?
Van itt valaki, aki olvasta Chaitanya Bhagavatot?
Uh-huh. Chaitanya Bhagavat was composed about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya prior to Chaitanya Charitamrita.
A Chaitanya Bhagavat az Úr Chaitanya kezdeléseiről szól, és a Chaitanya Charitamrita előtt íródott.
And it was very much inspired within the heart to Vrindavan Das Thakur by Lord, mercy of Lord Nityananda, who was his spiritual master.
És ez Úr Nityananda inspirálta ezt Vrindavan Das Thakurnak a szívében, aki Vrindavan Das Thakurnak a lelki tanítómestere is volt.
And because of the intimate relationship which exists between Vrindavan Das Thakur and Lord Nityananda, many times in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur speaks out very strongly, uses some very strong words, in almost in defense of Lord Nityananda.
És a Vrindavan Das Thakur és az Úr Nityananda közötti bensőséges kapcsolatnak köszönhetően sok helyen a Chaitanya Bhagavatban azt látjuk, hogy nagyon erőteljesen szólal meg az Úr Nityananda védelmében.
He uses such terms as I'll kick in the head anybody who criticizes Lord Nityananda.
Olyan erőteljes kifejezéseket használunk, például, hogy fejbe rúgom azokat, akik kritizálni merik az Úr Nityananda.
In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains a little bit about this in a conversation he had with one pundit.
Sőt, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur magyarázza is egy párbeszédben egy pandittal.
And he explains exactly this, what took place because of Lord Nityananda. He, many people did not have faith in him.
És magyarázza ezt a helyzetet, mert ugye sokaknak nem volt hite az Úr Nityanandában.
Of course, he awakened faith in the hearts of anybody who came in contact with him, but some people doubted because externally he was an avaduta.
Persze hitet ébresztett azokban, akik kapcsolatba kerültek benne, de voltak azok, akik kételkedtek amiatt, hogy külsőlegesen azért egy avaduta volt.
And actually, there's even a verse in Vaishnava Tantra which describes what is an avaduta.
És a Vaishnava Tantrában van is egy vers, ami elmondja, hogy ki egy avaduta.
This verse, antasakta bahi sarva sabhayam Vaishnava mata. Nana vesha dhara kola vicharanti mahitale. And this verse says that he appears to be internally like a shakta or a worshipper of the material energy.
Azt mondja, hogy úgy néz ki, mintha belülről egy shakta lenne az anyagi energiának az imádója.
Externally he appears like a follower of Lord Shiva.
Kívülről úgy néz ki, mintha az Úr Shiva követője volna.
But still participates in the assemblies of Vaishnavas.
De még mindig részt vesz a Vaishnavák társaságában.
And seems to appreciate Vaishnava thought.
És úgy tűnik, hogy értékeli a Vaishnava gondolkodásmódot.
He does not care for any particular dress or follow any rules or regulations.
Nem törődik a ruházatával, és nem követ semmilyen szabályokat.
As he wanders throughout the world.
Ahogy vándorol a világon.
This is a definition of avaduta.
Ez az avaduta definíciója.
Another name for Lord Nityananda is Avaduta Chandra. In fact, when people would see Lord Nityananda, many people wouldn't even refer to him as Nityananda. They refer to him as, oh, the Avaduta.
Sokan, amikor meglátták az Úr Nityananda, nem is úgy említették, hogy az Úr Nityananda, hanem hogy az avaduta.
He had that kind of reputation of avaduta.
Ez volt a híre, avaduta hírében.
And because an avaduta doesn't conform to any doesn't conform even to sometimes to scriptural standards.
És egy avaduta az nem tesz eleget még a szentírások mutatásainak sem.
In fact, Lord Nityananda is known as a renunciant.
Az Úr Nityananda lemondottként volt híres.
But actually it's explained that there's no evidence that Lord Nityananda actually ever took formally sannyas.
De nincs nyoma annak, hogy az Úr Nityananda valaha sannyas lett volna.
We have evidence that Lord Chaitanya took sannyas from Kesava Bharati.
Van bizonyítékunk arra, hogy az Úr Chaitanya sannyas lett Kesava Bharatitól.
But there's no evidence anywhere you find in Shastra that he formally took the renounced order of life.
De sehol sincs nyoma annak, hogy az Úr Nityananda hivatalosan elfogadta a sannyas rendet.
And he used to carry a stick. But it wasn't an ordinary, it wasn't the danda. In fact, right here, it says he carried a cowherd in this, I think right in the first, he carried a cowherd stick. And he was actually very much in the oftentimes display the mood of a cowherd boy.
És gyakran a tehénpásztor fiú hangulatában volt.
And although it's actually also described that the stick he carried wasn't just an ordinary stick, it was a metal stick.
És azt is mondják, hogy ez a bot, amit vittem, egy közönséges bot volt, hanem egy fény bot.
Metal. Yeah, he did this because it was similar to the what plow that Lord Balaram would carry. Because actually Lord Nityananda is non-different from Lord Balaram. Was it Sachi Sutta Hoileje? Vrajendra Nanda Hoileje Sachi Sutta Se Balaram Hoyo Nitai. As Narottam Das Thakur says that Lord Chaitanya is none other than Prajendranandana Krishna, and Balaram is none other than Nitai. Nityananda is Lord Balaram. So, not only when he was in this mood of Anavadutta was he carrying the stick, but he dressed very lavishly.
Amikor vitte ezt a botot, nem csak ebből állt ez a vadutasága, hanem nagyon pompásan is öltözött.
He would wear fancy silk-colored cloth with a turban.
Színes sejem ruhákba bújt, és turbán volt a fején.
He would wear armlets and bracelets and rings and valuable jewels that were given to him.
Különféle karkötőket, karpereceket, gyűrűket, drága köveket viselt, amiket kapott.
He always had he was chewing betel. Oftentimes would chew betel and his teeth were red.
Chewing betel. Drágot,
he had chandan. He would often wear chandan not only on his forehead but in many places throughout his body. And he would also wear these oils. Very fragrant aromatic oils all over. And in fact, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's very interesting that there was one conversation. I'll get to this quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta in a second. There was one conversation between a student of Lord Chaitanya who later came to Lord Chaitanya and said, he said, I have some doubts about Nityananda. I didn't want to say it to anybody, but I'm going to ask you about it. Can you please tell me why does he look like this? Because many people looked at him and they thought of him that he was a sannyasi, but and they would speak about him as a sannyasi.
And sokan, amikor ránéztek, azt gondolták, hogy ő egy sannyasi, beszéltek róla, mint egy sannyasiról.
So this Brahmin was approaching Lord Chaitanya and saying, this contradicts my understanding of sannyas ashram.
Ez a Brahmin oda ment az Úr Chaitanyához, és mondta, hogy hát ez, amit látok, ez ellentmond annak, ami az én megértésem a sannyas ashramról.
And he actually began questioning Lord Chaitanya. It was late about Nityananda's behavior. Of course, Lord Chaitanya, this is a very, very long description of Lord Chaitanya's defense to the Brahmin, how we should be very careful not to question the behavior of Lord Nityananda.
És akkor így az Úr Chaitanyának így kérdéseket tett fel az Úr Nityananda viselkedésével kapcsolatban, és aztán ez egy nagyon hosszú leírás, hogy az Úr Chaitanya megvédi az Úr Nityanandát, és azt mondja a Brahmanának, hogy ne kérdőjelezze meg az Úr Nityananda viselkedését.
And he even gave, said that we should not even question the behavior of great Mahabhagavatas. Vaishnavaya Kriya Mudra Nabhigingabhujaya. It's very difficult to understand great Vaishnavas. He said, what to speak of Lord Nityananda?
Azt mondta, hogy általában ne kérdőjelezzük meg a Mahabhagavatákat. Nagyon nehéz megérteni a nagy bakták viselkedését, az Úr Nityanandáról nem is beszélve.
And he warned him to be very, very careful not to criticize him, that great personalities can do things that cannot be in any way imitated.
És úgy intette, hogy nem szabad kritizálni őket, mert nagy személyiségek csinálnak olyan dolgokat, amiket sehogy sem szabad imitálni.
And he even quoted the verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam of how such great personalities perform very wonderful things, like Lord Shiva, who could drink poison and hold it in his throat.
És idézte a Srimad Bhagavatamnak a versét is, ami azt írja le, hogy az olyan nagy személyiségek, mint az Úr Shiva, milyen különleges dolgokat tudnak csinálni, mint például mérget inni és ezt a torkukban tartani.
And he became known as Nilakanta because he was holding the ocean of poison in his throat. But we cannot imitate great personalities such as Lord Shiva.
Innen kapta a Nilakanta nevet, mert a torkában tartotta ezt a mérget, de mi nekünk nem szabad az olyan nagy személyiségeket imitálni, amilyen az Úr Shiva.
In fact, I was just listening to a lecture from Srila Prabhupada just Just a few days ago. Prabhupada was explaining in his lecture, he said, nobody can tell us what cyanide tastes like. He said, who can say? Anyone can say what cyanide tastes like? Nobody can say this. He says, because if you put cyanide and you taste it, you won't live long enough to say what it tastes like. So Prabhupada was using this example in the lecture. I can't remember why he was using the example, but I just remembered it. So Lord Chaitanya was using this example about Lord Shiva, that he can drink an ocean of poison, but we should be careful not to imitate him. And this verse was given in the first canto? No, 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where it's described that one should not imitate the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
És a tizedik versben a Bhagavatamon pedig van egy vers, ami azt mondja, hogy nem szabad imitálni az Istenség legfelsőbb személyiségét.
So Lord Chaitanya explained to this Brahmin who was questioning Nityananda's character and his appearance, and explained to him to be very, very careful. Don't criticize. If you criticize, then it will bring all condemnation to you.
És akkor ennek a brahmanának, aki megkérdőjelezte az Úr Nityananda kinézetét és viselkedését, az Úr Chaitanya azt mondta, hogy ne kritizálj, mert az a veszteled fogja hozni.
Then he gave a lot of evidence, more than I've described, and he told the Brahmin to go back to Navadvip, and you should fall at the feet of Nityananda. You'll get his mercy, and you'll be able to understand.
És még sok bizonyítékot mondott, sokkal többet, amit eddig elmondtam, és azt mondta a Brahmanának az Úr Chaitanya, hogy menj el Navadvipbe, és borulj az Úr Nityananda lábaihoz, hogy megkapd a kegyét, és majd akkor meg fogod érteni.
And I bring up this point because in the second verse of the Nityanandastaka, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that it's not very easy to understand. People doubt the character of Nityananda.
És ezt azért mondom, mert a Vrindavan, vagy a Nityanandásnak a második verszakában azt mondja Vrindavan Das Thakur, hogy nem olyan könnyű megérteni az Úr Nityananda jellemét, és vannak, akik kételkednek benne.
And in fact, not only was Vrindavan Das Thakur inspired to compile Chaitanya Bhagavat by the mercy of Nityananda, but as we know, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was also inspired to compile Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
És tudjuk, hogy nem csak Vrindavan Das Thakur kapott inspirációt az Úr Nityanandától, hogy megírja a Chaitanya Bhagavatot, hanem Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is Nityananda Prabhu inspirációjára írta meg a Sri Chaitanya Charitamritát.
And there's that whole story in the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Minaketana Ramdas. Who was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. Minaketana Ramdas, he came to the home of Krishnadas Kaviraj's brother.
És aki egy nap eljött Krishnadas Kaviraj testvére.
It was his home, but his brother was there too, actually.
Az ő otthona volt igazából, csak ott volt a testvére is.
And they were having a very big festival.
Egy nagy ünnepet tartottak.
And Miniketanam Ramdas, who was a very, very close, intimate associate of Lord Nityananda, appeared at that place.
És Miniketanam Ramdas, aki az Úr Nityananda bensőséges társa volt, megjelent ezen a helyen.
And he was always calling out the names, Nityananda, 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 Nityananda. And he also behaved very, very strangely.
És állandóan kiáltozta az Úr Nityananda nevét, Nityananda, Nityananda, és emellett nagyon furcsán is viselkedett ő is.
When somebody would offer their obeisances It may be found sometimes that Miniketan and Ram Dass would jump on the back of that person.
Amikor valaki a hotelletet ajánlotta neki, akkor időként azon találták magukat ezek a bakták, hogy Miniketan a Ram Dass a hátára ugrott.
And he was chanting, Nityananda, Nityananda.
És kiáltozott, Nityananda,
sometimes he would hit him with his flute.
Néha megütötte a baktát a fuvalájával.
Sometimes he would slap him.
Ha megpokozta.
He was behaving very, very... very wild. He was it's actually described, he was intoxicated with ecstatic love.
Nagyon vad volt a viselkedése, és úgy írják le, hogy az extatikus szeretet mámorában volt.
And he was actually empowered by Lord Nityananda, completely empowered by Lord Nityananda.
És az Úr Nityananda teljesen felhatalmazta.
And when he came to that festival, he was behaving in this way. There was one priest who was offering arti, pujari, his name was Gunanava Mishra.
És amikor eljött a fesztiválra, akkor egy bakta áradit ajánlott, úgy hívták ezt a baktát, hogy Gunanava Mishra.
And he was offering arti, and although everybody else paid respect, Gunanava Mishra didn't stop the arti to pay respects to Miniketana Ram Dass.
És amikor megérkezett Miniketana Ram Dass, akkor minden bakta a hódolatát ajánlotta, de ez a Gunanava Mishra nem hagyta abba az áratit, folytatta és nem ajánlotta a tiszteletét.
And therefore, Miniketana Ram Dass made a statement to Gunanava Mishra. He says, I see we have now another Roma Harshan Sutta who failed to get up and to offer due respects when Lord Balaram appeared in the assembly.
És azt mondta, hogy úgy látszik, hogy van itt egy újabb Roma Harshana Sutánk, aki ugye nem ajánlotta a tiszteletét, amikor az Úr Nityananda megérkezett a gyülekezetbe.
And he became very disturbed because he didn't offer respect. Not to him, he wasn't thinking. He didn't offer respect to Lord Nityananda.
És persze itt feltűnt neki, hogy ez a bakta nem ajánlotta a tiszteletét, de nem arra gondolt, hogy neki nem ajánlotta a tiszteletét, hanem hogy nem ajánlja a tiszteletét az Úr Nityanandának.
And Gunanava Mishra, he just kept offering arti, and Miniketana Ram Dass, he just continued with his ecstatic symptoms.
És Gunanava Mishra folytatta az áratit, és Miniketana Ram Dass meg továbbra is megnyilvánította az extatikus tüneteit.
But then there was some kind of misunderstanding that took place between Miniketana Ram Dass and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's brother.
De aztán volt egyfajta félreértés Miniketana Ram Dass és Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami testvére között.
And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami approached his brother and he actually he said that my brother, he had firm faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he only had an abbas, a dim glimmer of faith in Nityananda. He had some doubts about Nityananda.
És leírja Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, hogy a testvérének mély hite volt az Úr Chaitanyában, de az Úr Nityanandával kapcsolatban csak ez az abbász volt, egy ilyen nagyon halomány kis árnyék a hitnek. Tehát volt a kétségei az Úr Nityanandával kapcsolatban.
And therefore, Krishna Das Kaviraj chastised his brother.
És ezért Krishna Das Kaviraj megszitta a testvérét.
You fool!
Te ostoba!
Don't you know it would be better be an atheist, an atheist, and reject both Chaitanya and Nityananda than to be a hypocrite by accepting one and not accepting the other?
És azt mondja neki, hogy még ateistának lenni is jobb annál, hogy az ember elfogadja az egyik urat, az Úr Chaitanyát, de elutasítja a másikat.
He said that both Lord Nityananda and both Lord Chaitanya, they are the same supreme personality of Godhead.
Mondta, hogy az Úr Chaitanya és az Úr Nityananda ugyanaz az Istenségnek felső személyisége.
And he says, if you accept one and without accepting the other, he says it's like the philosophy of accepting half a hen.
Mondta, hogy ha az egyiket elfogadod és a másikat elutasítod, ez olyan, mint a fél tyúk elfogadásának a filozófiája.
That's exactly what Kaviraj Goswami says, right in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Pontosan ezt mondja a Kaviraj Goswami a Chaitanya Charitamrita.
What is the half hen philosophy?
Mi ez a fél tyúk filozófia?
People, they want to take from the hen the eggs, but they don't want to feed it. So they cut off the head. They cut off the head? When you cut off the head, then how? So he says, if you accept Lord Chaitanya, don't accept Nityananda. It is like the philosophy of half a hen.
Én azt mondja, hogy ez a filozófia, hogy valaki elfogadja az Úgy-Csaitanyát, de nem fogadja el az Úgy-Nityánandát, ez olyan, mint a féltyúk filozófia.
So, Krisztadász Kaviraj Goswami chastised his brother in this way.
És Krisztadász Kaviraj Goswami megszitta a testvérét.
Because he didn't give proper respect to Miniketana Ramdas.
Mert nem ajánlott megfelelő tiszteletet Miniketana Ramdas.
Because he didn't see that Miniketana Ramdas represented manifestation of Lord Nityananda.
Mert nem látta, hogy Miniketana Ramdas az Úr Nityananda megnyilvánulását képviseli.
So that night, in a dream, Lord Nityananda appeared to Krisztadász Kaviraj Goswami.
Ezen az éjjelen Krisztadász Kaviraj Goswami álmában megjelent az Úr Nityananda.
And what he saw, Lord Nityananda, he was dressed in valuable silks, clothing.
És amikor látta az Úr Nityanandát, akkor értékes sejmeket viselt.
He was carrying a stick.
Kezében bot volt.
Had a turban on his head.
A fején turban.
His teeth were red, chewing betel.
Pirosak voltak a bételtől.
He was surrounded by cowherd boys.
Tehénpásztorok vették körül.
And the cowherd boys, they were carrying buffalo horns and flutes and sticks. Maybe because actually Lord Nityananda, he's in the mood of a cowherd boy. And in fact, he is just as Lord Chaitanya had his intimate associates who appeared with him when he appeared, Lord Nityananda had his intimate associates who appeared with him, and they were previously all cowherd boys.
És épp ugye, hogy az Úr Csaitanyával együtt megjelentek az ő bensőséges társai is, az Úr Nityanandával is eljöttek az ő bensőséges társai, akik korábban tehénpásztorok voltak.
Krisztadász Kaviraj Goswami describes them as Dvadasa Gopala. The 12 Gopals from Krishna Lila, the cowherd boyfriends, like Sudam, Sridam, Subahu. They all became intimate associates of Lord Nityananda.
Krisztadász Kaviraj Goswami írja, hogy a 12 gópa megjelent az Úr Nityanandával, ezek a fiúk, minden jöttek vele.
So, anyways, he saw Lord Nityananda manifest in this way.
Minden esetre látta az álmában, ahogy így megnyilvánult az Úr Nityananda.
And he became very ecstatic, Lord Nityananda appearing to him in his dream.
És nagy extázis tapasztalt annak köszönhetően, hogy az Úr Nityananda megjelent az álmában.
Kaviraj Goswami even explained before describing all this, he said, please forgive me, I really shouldn't speak about this openly.
És még mondta is Krisztadász Kaviraj Goswami, hogy elnézést kérek, igazából nem szabadna erről nyíltan beszélnem.
Because some people, sometimes they think, oh, dream. When people write about their dreams, so he said, I really shouldn't be writing about how you are, it's very confidential how you appear to me a dream, but I do so because I'm so bound to glorify Lord Nityananda.
So
then Lord Nityananda told Krisztadász Kaviraj Goswami, he was quite pleased for having spoken so strongly to his brother about him.
Mert az Úr Nityananda mondta, hogy nagyon elégedett volt Krisztadász Kaviraj Goswamival, annak köszönhetően, hogy olyan erőteljesen beszélt a testvérével.
And he pointed at him, he said, immediately leave this place and go to Vrindavan.
És így mutatott a kezével, és mondta, hogy azonnal hagyd el ezt a helyet, és menj el Vrindavanba.
When Kaviraj Goswami woke up from his dream, he didn't even wait 5 seconds. He immediately left that place and he went to Vrindavan. And of course there in Vrindavan he got the mercy of the association of Raghunath Das Goswami and many of the associates of the Lord. He got the mercy of, who is it that he went before? It's Garland that came to him when he was requested by Haridas Pandit to compose Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And he went before the deity, and the deity's garland came off, and the garland was put around his neck, and then there from that was his inspiration for composing Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Korábban ugye a Haridas Panditnál volt, és ott a Murtinak a füzére leesett, amit ő megkapott, és ezzel volt ez a kérés, hogy
Anyways, so just as I'm looking at the clock, it's already 9:15. I know I'm supposed to end. I'll end in a few minutes. 5 minutes. So, anyways, yeah, we still have to talk about how Lord Nityananda is the root of devotional service. But we'll speak about that on Sunday. He's Mula Sankarshan. Mula Sankarshan is actually, he's the first expansion of Lord Baladev. Just as Balaram is actually described as the reservoir of all the living entities, the Krishna Parishad, the eternal associates of the Lord in the spiritual world. They're all emanations coming from him. All those who are in Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, Shanta Ras, they're all coming from Lord Balaram.
Yeah.
Of course, those who are in Madhurya Ras, they are coming from Srimati Radharani. But his first manifestation is the Mula Sankarshan, from whom actually all the associates of the Lord who are in the Mathura and Dwarka are manifested. And he further expands his Mahasankarshan. From whom all the associates in Vaikuntha manifest. Who further expands as Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, Kshira Dakshaya Vishnu, and Garbha Dakshaya
Vishnu.
So Lord Balaram is the actual Mula Sankarshan, and Lord Nityananda is no different from Lord Balaram. This is part of the root of devotional service, but we'll go on to that more descriptively. But he personally manifested as Nityananda. And I wanted to read what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta has said. I'll just read that. He was explaining, he was questioned by, why at present do we not find such good behavior in your Vaishnava society? And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, everything is lost by the influence of time. Whatever Mahaprabhu taught is now distorted. Nowadays, people are passing off as Vaishnava Dhamma religion. Business, adultery, cheating, and deceiving people. Once while speaking this truth, the author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Thakur Vrindavan, he manifested the pastime of being harassed. What to speak of him, even Vrindavan Das, Thakur Vrindavan's worshipable Lord Nityananda appeared to be harassed. We find a hint of this in Thakur Vrindavan's writings. He does not always describe everything elaborately. But often he gives some hints when he tells of different incidents. Because Nityananda Prabhu preached pure Vaishnava Dhamma, there was no shortage of people willing to criticize even him.
Nem volt hiány olyan személyekben, akik még őt is hajlandóak voltak kritizálni.
That is why every now and then Vrindavan Das Thakur writes.
Ezért írja Vrindavan Das Thakur időnként.
Tabe lati marontara sirera upaare. I kick on the head of such a person. One can just imagine how much harassment Lord Nityananda received.
Az ember elképzelni se tudja, hogy mennyit fizetnek az Úr Nityánandát.
For Thakur Vrindavan to write statements like,
hogyha Vrindavan Das Thakur ilyen kijelentéseket tett.
Rakshasa kalam ashritya. Demons taking advantage of Kali Yuga have taken birth in Brahmin families.
Démonok a Kali Yugában, Kali Yuga kihasználva Brahminák családjában születtek meg.
And svapakam eva nekshita. If a person born in a Brahmin family is an avaishnava, a non-devotee, one should not see his face.
És hogyha egy Brahmana családban született személy nem vaishnava, akkor nem szabad az arcát se nézni.
Exactly as one should not look upon the face of a chandala.
Épp úgy, ahogy nem szabad egy chandala arcát nézni.
As he described the characteristics of Lord Chaitanya. Those people even leveled baseless accusations against Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur, as we said many times in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he spoke very strongly about people who would even suggest or doubt or criticize Lord Nityananda. Because they can only see him from an external point of view.
Tehát ahogy említettük, Vrindavan Das Thakur sokszor erőteljes kijelentéseket azokkal kapcsolatban, akik kételkedtek az Úr Nityánandában, vagy kritizálták őt.
Because after he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip.
Miután találkozott az Úr Nityánandával Navadvipben, Chaitanyával.
Before that he was traveling to many sacred places of pilgrimage.
Azelőtt az Úr Nityánanda különböző zarándok helyekre vándorolt.
But after he came to Navadvip and met Lord Nityananda, I mean what Lord Chaitanya.
De miután Navadvipbe jött és találkozott az Úr Chaitanyával.
Soon thereafter he began manifesting his Avadhuta Lila.
Utána elkezdte megnyilvánítani az Avadhuta
Liláját. And how he manifested in so many ecstatic ways of how he induced people to take up the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So this is something about his Avadhuta Lila. And how one should be very, very careful to not question him when they hear things about Lord Nityananda's ecstatic behavior as an Avadhuta. He was not subject to these social norms. And he would do many, many things in his ecstasy. Sometimes even all his clothes would come off his body when he would dance. He would do many, many wild things. And pastimes given in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. And which we can describe on Sunday. Anyways, I think we should stop here. And we'll speak a little more on Sunday about Nityananda's pastimes.